In Los Angeles, police have opened a criminal investigation into the dumping of indigent hospital patients on Skid Row in downtown L.A. There have been a number of similar incidents in recent years, but this time, the police caught most of the patient dumping on videotape. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The 50 square blocks of L.A. Skid Row are home to more than 10,000 people with nowhere else to go. Skid Row also has a lot of shelters, social service agencies, convicted sex offenders, and just about any illegal drug you can think of. In other words, it's no place for someone who's still sick enough to be transported in an ambulance. But last Sunday, L.A. police captured video and still photos of five patients from a single hospital being dropped off in front of the Volunteers of America Service Center. Jim Howitt directs programs for the homeless there.
We told the ambulance driver the person wasn't appropriate for us and they wouldn't be able to leave them. And it's about that point that the police became involved.
When the police interviewed the first couple of ambulance drivers, they found out this wasn't a fluke. It was more like a plan, according to Captain Andrew Smith of Central Division.
Sergeants interviewed the ambulance attendants and found out that there were three more ambulances waiting from this particular medical facility on 22nd Western to bring patients. A total of five patients were en route to the Skid Row area.
That hospital at 22nd and Western is the Los Angeles Metropolitan Medical Center. Calls to CEO John Fenton were not returned. The hospital said it would be releasing a statement later today. Police also interviewed some of the patients. None of them said they'd asked to be taken to Skid Row. One man, said Captain Smith, had asked to be released to his children's home in Pasadena.
Our supervisors actually gave that guy a ride back to his house, and his family was outraged. Not only did they not know that he'd been discharged, but the fact that he'd been brought to Skid Row instead of being brought home was what further outraged that family.
That's one reason why Jeff Isaacs, head of the City Attorney's Criminal and Special Investigations Unit, says one criminal charge being considered is false imprisonment.
That is basically transporting somebody against their will or without giving voluntary and knowing consent to a location that they don't want to go to.
And because a location in this case is such a dangerous one, elder abuse is another possible criminal charge.
That makes placing a person who's either elderly or dependent, which would include somebody who's in the care and custody of a hospital, into a situation in which their health is placed in peril.
Obviously, a hospital can't go to jail. But Isaac says a criminal conviction could result in various serious consequences.
In terms of their accreditation and licensing, their ability to participate in government benefit programs like Medicare, Medi-Cal. So a criminal prosecution would probably be taken very, very seriously by a hospital, even if it was a misdemeanor prosecution.
Isaac says the city attorney opened a criminal investigation into patient dumping on Skid Row nearly a year ago, but the cases are very hard to make. The homeless aren't always good witnesses, he says, and a victim with no fixed address can be difficult to find. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.